If it feeds you, feed it. If it bleeds you, get away from it.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
So I was doing the wrong things. Here's my new analogy of what I was doing. And I really believe this. I saw a thing from Einstein today about, I'm going to read this off to you guys. I love quotes, and quotes to Einstein is always one of the best. But it says, everything is energy and all that there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. If you could be no other way, this is not philosophy, this is physics.
It's on my wall.
Right. So here's the problem, I nailed it with this. You turn on, I have teenage daughters. I turn on the radio and I'm listening to Steel Pulse or something that I like, you know, Pharrell's Happy Song. And then the girls switch the station to some song that I don't like. Right, a negative vibe song. I don't like the words. I don't like the music as much.
Right.
I don't listen to that song. I mean, I fight if I have to listen to it once. I'll allow it because I'm a good dad. I sacrifice for my kids. Right. But it seriously bugs me. You guys, it bugs you, right? Yeah. It bugs you. Would you listen to that song all day?
No.
It would be almost physically impossible for me to. That's how much it would bug me. And then would you do it all week if I told you, hey, 8 hours today, you got to listen to that song?
No.
It would almost be Chinese torture, like water dripping on your forehead.
Exhausting.
Yeah.
What I believe people do is they're, and I don't know why they do it, they're surrounding themselves with bad songs. And it makes them feel bad. And yet, it's not as apparent because the vibration of song is so easy to be aware of that we're around people that don't make us feel good the same way a song doesn't make us feel good.
Stay around it.
Oh, God, for a lifetime sometimes.
I had a conversation with a friend that it's that guilt that you don't want to hurt their feelings.
It's a frequency. Like he says, it's physics. So 2 years before my bankruptcy, I was surrounded by bad music.
That's beautiful.
Bad music, man. And I wouldn't change the station. So my wife told me to change the station, right? To change the station. The best advice you can give your children is you show me your friends and I'll show you your future. So change the station. I changed the station, started meditating, started doing all the things. So although the bankruptcy was most hard on my wife and my children because of all the shit that happened, the reason I went bankrupt was an evolution because I surrounded myself with bad music and I became a bad transmitter. Right? I'm receiving bad music and giving out bad music. So I started making bad assumptions, not paying attention. My awareness went way down because my vibration went way down. When your awareness is up, you're like, oh, bad music. Mm-hmm. When your awareness is up, you're like, you know what? Maybe I should go ask for help or I should look more into this because what if the banks, I had, you know, a portfolio over $100 million. I just assumed the bank would let me borrow. I let my ego get in the way in lawsuits. I had friends that were manipulating me. I allowed them to. I was accountable. Bad music, bad music, bad music. And I had to go through a transformation. So that transformation was occurring. By the time the bankruptcy happened, the hardest part was telling my mom I lost her house. And also working through all the ego-based things of shame, blame, justification, which took another 9 years of getting out of that realm of completely, energetically, being accountable. I used to lie to people, go, best thing that, like, you know, if you've heard me say it. I would say it. I was coaching myself. Sometimes I felt like that.
Yeah.
But, like, one of the guys I was in a lawsuit with, I remember going home and we saw him somewhere and I was like, you know, the Judah Buddha that I was becoming. I'm like, oh, I pray for his happiness, which I did. Best thing that ever happened to me. But like inside,
still didn't.
Oh my God, no. And then I got home and I like had a dream about pulling off his fingernails and putting Tabasco on it. You know, like there was some anger there. I'm human.
A little bit of a smile.
But now, like, and later on, just so you know, the same guy saw him at a football game and with pure energy, I went up to him and I'm like, man, I just have, and he was terrified.
Really?
He was ready for a sucker punch. Yeah. I was like, dude, I just want to tell you, thank you so much. You changed my life. Nice. With that pure energy.
And you felt
he didn't. His
oh, yeah, I felt. I didn't care about his fingernails, you know. Yeah, I didn't cringe from the touch of his hand.
Right.
Yeah, it was really. So I don't make bad decisions, neither do you. What I believe is through awareness, by doing the right things, by playing the right music, which are books, podcasts, people, you know, all the things that you surround yourself. It's just not as easy to understand as music.
Right.
So I started playing all the right music. So I play that Pharrell Happy song because I love that song.
Yeah.
I heard it the first time before it was famous, and it just hit me.
Yeah.
And I just love. So like, song. I picked up 2 minutes. I do 3 miles. I picked up 2 minutes.
Faster? You mean one faster?
In a yeah. mile?
3 miles. 3 miles.
Oh, I was gonna say.
Because I won't run. I won't run. If I push too. If I push too hard,
right.
I'll pull the hammy. Yeah.
And then you're not running at all.
But I was running hard. I was like, this is weird. I feel like the first mile was a whole minute faster. The first mile.
Damn.
And I'm like. Slow down, slow down. Like, but no, I sped it up even to another half minute for each.
That's a lot to shave off, man.
It is, but all because of the vibration. So then what happened was I was with the girls and they put on, I don't know, I won't say the musician's name, but it was like literally, it was like literally when I saw that guy that I was in the lawsuit with.
That was like, how you felt.
I felt
that. When he turned the music on, that's how you felt.
The bad music, the bad song.
I'm so curious what song it was.
Yeah, I wouldn't know the name. Because I have no interest in it. It doesn't exist to me. I don't know the name of the song, but it was really bad. And it was negative, and it's like cringeworthy.
Oh, God, I love it.
And so I started going, why do I surround myself with the wrong music? Why did I do this? Why? But secondly is the assumptions. One of the key lessons that I learned from it is I make good decisions. That max majority of the people make good decisions. What do? We make bad assumptions. Usually we make bad assumptions because we don't ask for help. So I made a bad assumption that I could borrow against my equity. Little did I know that banks would rather keep my property than let me borrow it at that time because they were going under. So, you know, put yourself in the shoes of a banker. I got this property with $40 million of equity. Why would I give you any of it if my bank's going under? I'm under no obligation to let you borrow it.
Right.
Go find another bank to let you. And guess what? The other banks weren't in a good position and they weren't letting me borrow it. Because they felt that $40 million in equity was going to be less.
Yeah.
And they'd rather take the chance that, hey, we're going to foreclose on this property if you don't make your payments and try to get out of it at a profit.
Wow.
And I did. And even in my bankruptcy, that people got out of my properties with profits. But I needed a new station, a new whole setup, frequency. You're right. And I tell you too, for that reason, if it feeds you, feed it. If it bleeds you, get away from it. It's a bad song. But I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.